As far as fitting the backpack, there are a couple very simple things that you should look for in selecting the right backpack for your child or for yourself, for that matter. First of all, looking at the width of the pack should be no wider than the carrier's shoulders, and you should look for a pack that has nice wide straps, generally about 2 inches in width for each one, and look for good padding on those as well. Look for straps that are adjustable, that you can change how the pack fits on you and distributes the weight appropriately. The pack probably shouldn't go lower than the curvature of your low back. And look for things like chest straps and abdominal straps, and those sorts of things can help to help distribute the weight as well. As far as fitting it goes, you want the straps to be snug, but not too tight, obviously. You want the top of the pack to be about an inch or two below the base of your neck. And once again, use those chest straps. As far as loading the pack itself, you really want to use a 10% rule. So the amount of weight of items in the pack should be equal or less than 10% of the carrier's weight. So, for example, if you have a 60-pound first grader, you probably shouldn't have much more than about 6 pounds in that pack. And when you start to think about the things that kids are carrying, a lot of kids are taking laptops nowadays, so the average laptop is around 4 or 5 pounds. And then you put in a 2 to 3 pound textbook, you're pretty much at your limit. And once you start to add in lunch and your pencil box and those sorts of things, it really can add a whole lot onto the weight and make it unsafe. Loading the pack itself, always put the heaviest items closest to the spine, and then the lightest items towards the back of the pack. And those are certainly things for loading the pack itself that can be helpful. And lastly, when picking that heavy bag up, you know, use your knees if you need to, because simply bending from the waist to pick your pack up from the floor can be a lot of strain on your low back.